listening to Lynn Canal Voice on KHNS. I'm Henry Leisha, and I'm joined by Nancy Schnabel. We're talking about films, TV shows, and books that have made Haines famous over the years. And there's a few different reality TV shows that have been filmed in Haines, but Gold Rush Alaska on Discovery Channel is one of the most successful. It premiered in 2010. And there have been 10 seasons?
They're filming. The 10th is being shown right now.
Nice.
Yes.
And, you know, it's really successful. Millions of viewers. Nancy Schnabel, her family, is featured prominently on the show, particularly your son, Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear he's been filming in Australia recently. Is that?
Yeah. There's a... he has a show called Parker's Trail that's kind of a little bit of an offshoot from Gold Rush. It started with just kind of, I think, Parker's sort of adventuresome spirit and a lot about his grandfather, John's history in Alaska. And so the first year, which was 4 years ago, they filmed Parker's Trail going from Dyea to Dawson by foot, boat,
wow.
and then finally plane, because they couldn't make it all the way there because they went in the winter. But that's when they had the time. And so, yeah, the first year they did the Chilkoot Trail, and then looking for gold, you know, trying to find a claim to stake and at least pan for something. And then they did Parker's Trail 2 was in Guyana. And same thing, looking for some gold field, some gold area to mine and see if they could find anything, you know, especially in a way that they don't mine up in the Yukon. You know, we're talking picks and axes and hands and shovels and old equipment sometimes. And then last year they filmed in Papua New Guinea,
wow.
Which was really, it was my favorite. I thought it was a really good... I think the land was really interesting and the people were really special and really endearing. And I enjoyed that. And then this year, I can tell you that Parker is in Australia. And from the sound of it, they're all over Australia, which is...
It's a big
place and they're moving around a lot. So I'm kind of anxious. I've heard from him, but I haven't heard a lot about what's going on.
Is he okay?
He's okay.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the fun thing. You know, he's got like a whole team of people that are committed to keeping him and his crew alive. So unless it's really bad, there'll always be someone to call me.
That's great.
But yeah, he's good. He's good. And I think, you know, he has a little bit of that adventuresome spirit in him. So he likes to see new places and do new things and meet new people. So, yeah, he should be done the end of, before Christmas. He should be done before Christmas.
Those are some amazing opportunities.
It is.
See the world and learn about something he loves.
I think that's what, you know, as I look back over 10 years of being involved in Gold Rush and this whole process, first of all, I don't think any of us thought it would last this long. For sure, no one thought it would last this long because in the end, gold mining really is the same thing year after year. You move the dirt, you wash the dirt, you look for the gold, and things break down, things get fixed, people get upset, people get fired. You know, it's the same old story. But, it's the lure of the gold and the idea that you might hit it and you might hit it big. So,
yeah.
But as I look back on the 10 years and... You know, Parker started when he was 15.
Wow.
You know, he was
young
boy. And
young.
I think about all the things that he has been able to see and do and the opportunities that he has had because of this and the people that have come in and out of his life and the things that he's learned from all of them. I mean, you know, the film crew themselves are an incredibly interesting group of people. I mean, they have literally done things all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And their wealth of experience and how they have shared that with Parker. It's been really, really fun, I think, for him as well as all of us. One of my favorite was... One of the producers was showing me pictures of what he had just gotten done doing, and he had a wheelbarrow full of little baby gorillas. like a wheelbarrow full of baby gorillas. I'm not making that up. So yeah, it's been a bit of a crazy ride, yeah. and certainly one with lots of opportunities.
Yeah, I was hoping we could back up a little and tell me a bit about kind of the meeting of these two worlds. So
sure.
How, you know?
So my husband's father, John Schnabel, you know, had a little gold mine up at Porcupine, right? Mm-hmm. And he ran a sawmill, and then he would go up there in the off season and just dilly-dally around up there. And then, you know, fast forward to my children being born, and both Payson and Parker would go up to Porcupine lots in the summer. They'd mm-hmm. spend as much time as they could, one, because it was fun, and two, because there was no mother there. So it was a pretty mom-free zone where you got to do lots of things that your mom wouldn't let you. Yeah. And so Payson, the sensible one, said, hey, I can work for my dad in the shop and get paid every hour I work. If I stay at the mine, I may or may not find gold. Parker was like, oh, I'm all about running around out here. So Payson kind of started working for his dad, and Parker stayed up at the mine. And then one summer, there was a group of people from out of town that were mining the claim right next door. And that was the beginning of Gold Rush Alaska. It's called Gold Rush Alaska that first year. And you know, as good camera people are, they were looking around to see what else was going on. And right across the river, here was this, you know, older grandpa and young grandson. Well, what was the story there? So that's how it started. You know, yeah. that camera crew said, hey, what's going over here? And then the Hoffmans, which was the group that was filming, and Todd Hoffman was really the originator of Gold Rush. You know, it was his idea that he pitched to Discovery. So it became like sort of interesting. Oh, okay, what are these guys doing? And then that same year, well, excuse me, the next year, John was, quote, handing over the control of the mine to Parker. And so the film crew was like, hey, this might be interesting. So yeah. They had asked us, because Parker was under 18, so, you know, it had to be okayed by us, if they could film him kind of this, you know, couple week takeover. Well, you know, it turned into, oh, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. This might have some merit. And for us,
when they first made that proposal, I mean, what were you thinking?
What were we thinking? Yeah, that would be, lots of people would wonder that, wouldn't yeah. you? I think for us, it was something that Parker was already doing.
Okay.
It was really, I mean, I guess we thought about saying no, but I mean, he was a miner. He was a kid. He was a miner. He was a kid that was mining, and he had, you know, this group of people that were really interested in what he was doing. That's compelling, you know, and he had a great time, and, you know, we got to know the people. I do feel like, you know, the one thing I need to say is the company that films Gold Rush is a production company out of London called RAW, R-A-W, RAW. And they have proven over 10 years to be wonderful. Mm-hmm. You know, for me and my family, they have been, you know, trustworthy and honest and honorable. And the things that I have been worried about, they have addressed. And they, you know, they made it pretty easy for us to say yes, even though we kind of wonder sometimes.
and then, I mean, tell me a bit about, like, you know, we see the final product, and some people might see filming on occasion if you're in the area. But I mean, we're having never seen a film crew before.
Right.
What has kind of like stood out to you about this process and kind of how they put it all together?
There are so many people involved. It is mind-blowing. I mean, I know that we all see TV shows and movies, and you see the credits, and it goes on forever with, you know, literally hundreds of names. You don't really have a feel for that until you've, you know, seen your child standing with a gold pan panning, and there's like 14 grown-ups around him watching that and filming it and making notes about it and making sure that he doesn't fall in and drown and that he's it's crazy. It is really crazy. And I think that the amount of people it takes on the ground. You know, then they film it, they catalog it, they write out what everybody has said during it, and then they send it to the editors, and then those poor people have to go through, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of tape to find what they want for the show. Funny story, Parker every once in a while when he's being, you know, interviewed by, you know, on site on the TV show, and he'll be, you know, going on and on and on, and every once in a while he'll say, "Hey, editor, sorry, I'm still talking," because it's true. It's just hours. And you know, I used to tease the bigwigs that would come and visit and say, "Hey, I know how you can cut your budget. Mm-hmm. Don't film everything. It's not that interesting all the time." Mm-hmm. But you know, the issue on a show like Gold Rush or any reality type show is you have to film it all, because eventually there'll be the one good thing, you know, but that might take days and, you know, literally hours and hours and hours. So that has been an interesting part of it. And just then post-production. Mm-hmm. I mean, Parker was in London one time while they were in the edit, and he called me and talked for 20 minutes on how they colorize the film, you know, to make it more beautiful, to make it more interesting, to make us want to watch it. And, you know, it's just all those things you don't think about when you're sitting at home watching TV.
Yeah. And then, I mean, when you do see the final product, what's it like watching your son on this television program?
Well, it's bizarre. Yeah. It's completely bizarre.
Does it look like the place, you know? Or
is this, no, okay. It does. Yeah. It does indeed. Yeah. Yeah. The thing about us, when, you know, Roger and I sit down to watch it, it's like we don't know what happened because we're not there.
Right.
I mean, even when he was being filmed up here in, you know, 29, 30 miles away, we didn't know what was happening every single day. So it's kind of, it's all a little bit new and a little bit interesting to us just because we weren't there. But yeah, I mean, it certainly does look, it looks like it looked, but, you know, sound and, you know, just everything, the whole thing that has to be in place to make a show that people want to watch.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it's a very popular show. I imagine you have fans. Do people ever reach out to you or Roger or Parker, or do you ever get visits or anything like that?
There's some stories there. Yeah, it is interesting. We're not on TV as much as we used to be, of course, because Parker's...
How many times have you been on before?
Oh, I really don't know. I mean, enough. Too many. Yeah. Me on TV, I'm much better on on radio, maybe. But it's interesting because in Haynes, everybody's known and everybody's popular. Parker's no more or less popular here than anyone else. But when you get out, especially if you're in a venue where there's like a equipment show, he's often gone to equipment shows and, you know, greeted people. It's, you know, you're walking along and somebody will go, "Hi, I love your show." And it's just very surreal.
Yeah.
Very surreal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Nancy, unfortunately, I've been a bad timekeeper.
No
this,
worries.
This show,
no
so
worries.
We're
this
gonna,
is,
I'm we're
sure
have
that
to
this,
leave it there. I know
it's I'm sure it's just enough. Believe me. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah,
it's
it was
been,
a pleasure.
It's been a blast.
It's a pleasure.